Welcome to the Teachpreneur Marketing Made Easy podcast. Let's get started. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. It's me, Devin. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. In today's episode, what we're going to be talking about is why you need email marketing. Okay, over the next little while, over the next four or five episodes, we're going to be delving much deeper into the specifics, certain tactics, other tips, things you can be doing. But in today's episode, we're going to be talking about why you need email marketing. So if you've been on the fence about it, this is the episode for you. If you already have an email list, again, this is the episode for you as well, because of course, we all need validation for what we're doing. And it's important to understand that what we're doing is important and why it's important. Now, why do we need an email list? Well, the biggest reason for this is that if you buy on rented land, that person who owns that land can come along and take that land away from you, right? It's as simple as that. And that's what we're doing when we are promoting and building our entire infrastructure on third-party sites, right? A good example of that is somewhere like Facebook or Google. Google recently removed the ability for people to create more URL, shorten URLs. Now, you know, they did this right out of the blue. And of course, they can do this because it's their technology. If they want to take it away from us, that's fine. And we have no right to be upset about this because it's not us, right? Facebook, over the last year, has been taking our organic reach from, you know, anywhere of 30 to 40% initially with our Facebook pages, even higher sometimes, all the way down to 1 to 2%. So if I send something out and I have 100 followers, maybe one person is actually going to see that post that goes out. So it's going to be very, very difficult in order for me to get my information in front of people. Now Facebook is pretty much a pay-to-play platform. And again, that is perfectly fine because it is their platform. They've developed it. They need to monetize it somehow. And if they want to make it pay-to-play, that is up to them. But what we as marketers and teacherpreneurs need to understand is that we need to have something of our own. And that's where an email list comes in. Okay, if we have something that we can control, then we can develop the rules and we can go from there. Now, why is email very important? Well, email allows us to collect people, not collect people, that's the wrong way of saying it, but bring together people who enjoy our materials and already understand us and like us and maybe have used our resources and previously. Right? So they already know us. So they're once they give us permission to email them, we are in control of that email list. And that is huge. Okay? Because, you know, it does give us an opportunity to sell at some point. But more importantly, it gives us an opportunity to develop relationships with those people. We can create raving fans out of our email list just by doing things that help them, right? Help them, and then they'll eventually help us. Right? So that's what we want to do. We want to do that, and we're going to talk about how we're going to do that. Now, there's lots of popular email providers out there. There's Constant Contact. There's MailChimp. I use ConvertKit. I'm a huge proponent of ConvertKit, just mainly because I find that it's the easiest and most robust and powerful system out there. If you are interested, I am an affiliate of ConvertKit, but if you'd like to give it a free go, I do offer 2 free months of ConvertKit. Just go to teachwithfergie.com/ConvertKit. Sign up there, send me an email, and I'll get you set up for your first 2 months absolutely free. Use any other provider out there as well. But the point is, you should be creating your email list because that's what's important. Okay? No matter who you use, it's important to get that list started right away. Now, once you have that list set up and you have people coming in, well, now it's time to start building our relationships. Now, how are we going to build our relationships with these people? We are going to provide value to these people. We are going to send them lots of freebies. We are going to send them blog post ideas. We're going to send them partial parts of resources. We're going to send them whole resources. We are going to send them things that introduce product lines to them. So if you have 5 different product lines, well, there's a pretty good chance that someone who opts in for a lesson that you gave before doesn't know that you have readings or doesn't know that you have scavenger hunt activities, right? Or digital activities or something else. So if you put that in front of them and you give it to them, well, now all of a sudden they're aware that you have scavenger hunt activities and they'll probably go back to your store and buy more, right? That's the idea. We're going to provide value and then they're hopefully going to like what we give them and then they're going to go get more. So that's why you got to give them their best stuff as well. Don't be cheap. Don't send them something that's not very good because it's free and you don't want to lose out on money, right? give them the best thing that you can possibly give them. The point of an email list isn't to sell, it is to provide value, okay? Provide value, introduce resources to people who wouldn't otherwise have seen these things, right? Keep in mind, these people already like you, okay? They already know you. There's a reason they opted into your list, so we just need to build out those relationships, and hopefully we're going to create raving fans. Now, over the next few episodes, specifically what I'm going to be talking about is how to get more subscribers, how to improve your customer onboarding, like how they initially perceive you, how when they come into your world, what you do, so that you can build those relationships faster, what we're going to send to our subscribers, and then some best practices for your email marketing in general. So if you're interested in building your list and creating raving fans, stay tuned, because I promise you we got some really, really great stuff coming up. And once again, if you are interested in 2.5 months of ConvertKit, because you get 14 days from them, 2 months from me, just head to teachwithfergie.com/ConvertKit. Start your trial, send me an email, devin@teachwithfergie.com, and I will get you set up with that. I'll reimburse your first 2 months of your email service. So until next time, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please subscribe, leave a rating, and I'll speak with you soon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.